Right. World football power brokers Sepp Blatter and Michel Platini will appeal the 8-year bans they've received from FIFA overnight. The pair were found guilty of ethics code breaches over a $2.8 million payment made back in 2011. Here's Blatter speaking shortly after the ban was handed down.
This is administrative and financial, let's say, proceedings. And this has nothing to do with ethics. Something is wrong in this system. Something is wrong. And that's why I have to fight to put again the rights on the place.
Sepp Blatter speaking there. So what now for FIFA and its suspended president, Jim White, is a British football writer and commentator. Welcome to the program.
Hello, how are you?
Very well, thanks for joining us. What are the merits of Sepp Blatter's appeal? What is his defence, essentially?
Well, it was interesting what he was saying there, that he is attacking the FIFA Ethics Committee, which is its investigatory body. Apparently, according to him, he's merely being done for an administrative issue. Finally, the Ethics Committee has realised that Sepp Blatter is a toxic poison which is destroying the very veritude of their organisation, and they appear to have got him on a technicality. You know, it's interesting, he's been seen around the world as someone who grabs money towards him, yet what has brought about his downfall is giving money to somebody else.
So can you explain what this technicality is? What did he actually do? What was the sum that was paid? What was it for?
The sum was paid to Michel Platini. 8 years ago, Platini put in a bill for services rendered, and it was never paid. And then it was paid just before some sort of behind-the-scenes deal was struck between the two men. 8 years later. And so that's the technicality that they've got him on, is that this bill for services, a fairly substantial bill, as you pointed out, over 2 million Australian dollars, lingered in the FIFA books for so long without being paid.
Why is this the one thing that the Ethics Committee has come down on, when if you sort of read the press around Blatter, when you know a bit about the story, so much of the wrongdoing seems to centre around his, I suppose, environment, if not explicitly him?
Well, I think that's the point. I think you put your finger on it there. It's the environment that he has presided over that is so corrupt at FIFA. What he's basically done is create a philosophy and an ability for people to fix the system for their own benefit. He's turned a blind eye to corruption for a very long time in return for the votes that have kept him in place. This is a system of pork barrel politics of the lowest kind. He has handed out, allowed things like television rights to be corruptly handed out in return for votes that have kept him in power. I think there's probably very little that he has done wrong in terms of putting money into his own pocket. What he has done is allowed others to enrich themselves in return for the maintenance of his control.
And is it possible ever to, I suppose, nail that down? Is it possible to show that that is in fact corrupt practice?
Well, indeed. I mean, there are numerous examples, and the FBI is investigating them now, involving Jack Warner, the former CONACEF, which is the United States and South American and Caribbean region of football. He was in charge of that and used it as a personal till. It was a money-making scheme for him for years, and he was Blatter's biggest ally, because of all the small nations that were under his control came to support Blatter and kept him in power. And that kind of corrupt practice has been going on for the 17 years that Blatter has been in charge of FIFA.
Can you tell me, Michel Platini was touted as the potential next president. In fact, you know, it was really only a matter of months ago that we were talking about him fairly seriously as the next president. It would seem that's a long way off for him. Where does this leave the leadership of FIFA? What Who should we be looking at in terms of figures?
Well, you're absolutely right. I mean, not that long ago, the FA in England was suggesting that Platini would be the man who would clean up FIFA. And now it appears he's going to be brought down along with Blatter. He's got no chance of taking over. You know, his great ambition was to take the European Championships as head of UEFA to France next summer, and from there go on to take over from Blatter as president of FIFA. That's not going to happen. If you look at the people who are running for the presidency, they're like a kind of cartoon collection of ne'er-do-wells and corrupt people. I mean, they're called things like Champagne. You know, it's an extraordinary thing. Infantino. You know, these are very names are ridiculous. And when you think that probably the best man who could possibly take over at FIFA is the son of a kind of medieval autocrat from the Middle East, it shows you how far it's fallen.
So do you hold out much hope that FIFA will actually get cleaned up imminently?
I think it'll go quiet for a while. I think there's probably enough investigations going on, you know, particularly now the FBI's got involved, that it's not a place where it's wise to be caught with your hand in the till over the next couple of years. And I think there will be attempts to clean up its mechanisms. But look, things have gone so far in the way it's gifted its premier product, which is the World Cup, and just handed it to whoever is going to give it the largest check, that it'll take years to write this. I mean, the 2022 World Cup is going to go ahead in Qatar, which was basically sold by Blatter, Platini, and their lackeys to the highest bidder, which was Qatar. And that's 2022, so, you know, nothing's going to change until then.
Jim White, thank you very much.
Pleasure.
Jim White is a British football writer and commentator.